Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to hear from the Aberdeen manager, Stephen Glass, on the commanding presence of his dressing room lieutenant and assistant coach, Scott Brown, and how the former Celtic captain straddles the Pittodrie player-coach divide.
I have to know more about Scott, because, you know, everybody's had... what you suffer when you're my age is everybody moaning to you about Willie Miller, for example, or Big Doug Rugvi, and then years later they go, oh, I wish we had them.
Yeah.
So the biter's now bit, because Scott's bullied the life out, scared the life out of our players since he was born, either for Hibs or particularly for Celtic, and you're like,
because
I'm a belligerent type. But you do want that here. Now, as a player, however well he plays this season or next season, I don't think that's his major, major role. I think personality with you in that group on the training ground, that's probably the major reason that Scott Brown is here. Tell people that don't know him, the person, about him and why you vouched faith in him.
In terms of leadership on the pitch, I don't think there's anybody better. And I think he's proved it over the last 15 years. And I think he's already proved it in a red jersey. He wanted to be involved in a coaching staff that he was involved in it. He could have stayed at Celtic. They were desperate to keep him. He would have still been playing, probably. I think that says how lucky we are to get him as well, that a club that's won everything for the last 10, 15 years, whatever it is, actually still wanted to keep him, their captain. But he's driven, he wants to get better, he wants to learn everything about managing and coaching while still focusing on being one of the best professionals at the club. He puts demand on everybody. The young players are seeing it. Everybody in the whole club can feel he's got a presence. And I spoke to him over the years, but obviously you're away, you're on the phone all the time, and I forgot how much of a physical presence he's got when you meet him. He's an imposing character, and I think having him in the group, but everybody loves him. Guys that have hated him love him. it's normal, though, for me. It's like you said earlier, like when... growing up a United fan, how much does it matter when you play against them? It doesn't matter at all. If you hated Scott Brown, now he plays for your team, do you not want your team to win because Scott Brown plays for it? No, you want Scott Brown to be the best player, and you want everybody else to hate him, which hopefully we're doing our job right. They will.
The buzz is that going through his badges, his peers said standout quality. He is still in that bit of learning, and not just be the captain who says do this, do that, but how to communicate, how to inspire, how to take people aside, maybe how to advise you. He's got to be careful too, because he can't be seen by somebody as, God, if I confide in Scott, the player, I shall go straight to manager. That's the way dressing rooms work.
Yeah, I think Scott, before he came in, it was all done. Before he came in, I said to him, where do you want to change? And he says, I was thinking the same thing. And I said, well, to me, I think you change with the players because they know you're with us as well anyway. The assistant manager at the club. So they know. You want the best for the club. There's stuff that goes on that Scott won't hear about for the players. I'm 100% sure. And he's the same. He's talked to me about it. I'm sure there's a message. There's a group message with the players that Scott's on, and I'm sure there's a group message that Scott's not on.
Probably healthy that way.
Yeah. Think? Yeah, it doesn't put Scott in a situation. He also knows, and the players know, if something comes to me through Scott, I've still got to make the decision. It's not Scott Brown making the decision. He's decided it's worth this has to come with you. Or he's filtering it and saying, nah, just leave it. So he's in a position that's difficult, but he's brilliant at it. Mm. He spends enough time with us. He spends the usual time with the players. He gives the players information that he needs to. He's everything we expected.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.